that's a real concern of mine. That I think there's any doubt that the last primary 4 years ago, while Jim Ryan won that primary pretty handily, the fact that Patrick O'Malley, who was one of the challengers, continued not only during the primary but after the primary to attack Jim Ryan. And as a result, Jim Ryan, I think, got way behind on fundraising. While on the Democratic side, where you had a much closer primary in which Rod Blagojevich barely got the nomination, his opponents, while I'm not sure that they meant what they said publicly, because a lot of them told me privately they didn't, but publicly they all said they supported him and the primary was over, and then he could go out and concentrate on raising money. And in many ways, that was a huge factor in the outcome of the election. So if the Republicans have as a divisive primary and it lingers after the primary has occurred 4 years ago, it'll make it extremely difficult to defeat Rod Blagojevich in the fall. Now, the feedback that I got in reading the coverage and listening to people who were there, that this was not a rancorous debate. I mean, they disagreed, but for the most part, they attacked Rod Blagojevich, which is, I guess, as a Republican, is what we hope will happen in his primary. Now, we'll see as you get closer to the primary, and also the fear that there'll be negative commercials that could have some lingering impact into the general election.
How long can they wait to try to distinguish themselves from the other GOP candidates?
Well, I think they need to distinguish themselves now, and I think the debate did give them that opportunity. One of the advantages about a debate that gets televised, a lot of people get to see it, and they see the person in person. I mean, it's not like reading a newspaper story or even listening on radio. You get to see the person, and you can kind of put that image in your mind, and I think then when you hear something about them later on, you can connect it with an image in your mind. So I think the other night it gave them that opportunity. There's no doubt that probably the last debate they won't be as cordial as they were the first debate. Just hopefully they can still be civil, and they can be civil in their disagreements.
How do you assess the strength of the state party right now in advance of an election where a lot of people say the incumbent is vulnerable?
I think the key is going to be who wins in November. Many people have talked about the demise of the Republican Party. I mean, there's no doubt. 2 years ago, we had a fiasco on the Senate campaign. I mean, the Alan Keyes thing was a terrible miscalculation on the part of State Central Committee when they picked him. And that on top of losing the governorship 2 years before, I think created the image that the Republican Party was probably almost ready to be out of existence. If the Republicans can win the gubernatorial race this November, and I think we have a real good chance of doing that, then I think the talk will be about what's happened to the Democratic Party. So this election is crucial to the future of both parties, but particularly the Republicans. But I think we have a great chance here of winning the governor's race, and then the Republican Party would be back. And all of the talk of the end of the Republican Party, I think, will be behind us.